What's happening, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back. Two topics: Adesanya versus Pereira, the trilogy, and Taekwondo Alexander Volkanovski. All right, so Israel Adesanya said that he's open to a trilogy fight in mixed martial arts against Alex Pereira if he wins the light heavyweight title. He says if not, he believes that Alex Pereira is done with the trilogy, done with their rivalry, and he says he's done with it. But it seems like the pot would get sweeter if Alex Pereira wins the light heavyweight title. And yeah, that kind of makes sense. It would be a huge fight, actually, with the icing on a cake, the light heavyweight title on the line. And I guess because Adesanya has beaten Pereira before convincingly via knockout, he feels like probably that's his ticket to the light heavyweight title, maybe the, quote, easiest route. And I say that because the grappling heavy guys would most likely be problematic for Izzy, based on the size and strength, being able to hold him down. We saw what Jan Blachowicz did. So with Pereira, that's not going to happen. I mean, these guys are just going to, they're going to stand and bang it out. So that's what I think Izzy's thought process is. Business-wise, it makes sense. I mean, it would be a huge fight again. That's an attraction. Light heavyweight title on the line. Izzy moving up, getting another notch on his belt, something he hasn't done before, a second title in a different division. And people want to tune in to see if Alex Pereira could knock out and stop Izzy again. As far as Adesanya saying that he thinks Pereira is pretty much done with their rivalry, I'm not sure about that. I mean, unless they've had a private conversation, they seem pretty buddy-buddy and chummy-chummy when they're not fighting in a cage. I know there's a lot of mutual respect, but I would love to hear what Alex Pereira has to say about that. All right, so moving on. What do I mean by Taekwondo Volkanovski? Well, out of Volkanovski's mouth, he said that Yair Rodriguez might be surprised. He may beat him at his own game, and we may see Taekwondo Volkanovski. While I find Volkanovski an amazing fighter, the guy could pretty much do it all. He's dangerous everywhere. I think that's a terrible idea, playing right into Yair Rodriguez's game. If he stands there and tries to go kick for kick, strike for strike, in Yair Rodriguez's style of fighting, striking, it might not be a good night for Volkanovski. Yair Rodriguez 100% has the ability to knock Volk out. That's if Volk doesn't use his full skill set, his full game, doesn't mix things up. And if he stays on the outside, tries to go kick for kick with Yair, bad idea. But Volk might be playing the mind games. I think he's a very intelligent fighter, very high fight IQ, a lot of gamesmanship from Volk. Probably trying to get into Yair's head. Do I think he's going to be Taekwondo Volkanovski? No. Do I think he's going to go out there and test the waters? Play around a little bit just to mess with Yair's head? Yes. But it needs to be careful. That may backfire. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching this short segment. Just wanted to rant on those two topics. Let me know what you think in the comment section. Would love to read your thoughts. Appreciate it. Thanks for watching the video. If this is your first time at the channel, you enjoy the content, consider hitting that subscribe button. Like and share the video, helps to get on the algorithm. Thanks guys so much. Hope the US-based viewers had a good 4th of July, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, take care.